Hello everyone, and welcome to Chemistry is Everywhere, Season 2, and the topic of today is the chemistry of life. In this episode, I will talk about the fundamental aspects of life, the first living organisms, how oxygen got into our atmosphere, and complex organic molecules such as DNA. We learned in elementary school that all matter is made of atoms. We are made of atoms. Everything that surrounds us is made of atoms. When Earth was formed, and scientists believe this was about 4.5 billion years ago, it only consisted of non-living matter. It had a solid surface, liquid oceans formed, and a gaseous atmosphere that initially consisted of mainly carbon dioxide. And then life began. We don't know what exactly happened around 3.5 billion years ago, but there's no shortage of theories and speculations. For the scope of this podcast, it's sufficient to know that it did actually happen. Life began. The question how or why would be trespassing philosophy territory. We will talk about the chemistry of life. And therefore we need some kind of a definition or a set of boundaries. There is no real scientifically correct definition, but it contains at least the following aspects. Life has a self-sustaining metabolism, so it needs some form of energy, and for plants that is photosynthesis. Animals, humans, they eat plants or animals that have been eating plants. Then it has to adapt to a changing environment. As species that don't adapt become extinct. That's a natural selection process. And they replicate or reproduce. And that can be cloning itself, like bacteria do, or reproduce sexually, like humans and animals. Some of the first living organisms were cyanobacteria. They used sunlight and carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to produce their own food in a process called photosynthesis. These so-called primary producers can convert inorganic materials, CO2 and water, into organic components, starting with glucose, the simplest carbohydrate. And the energy they use is sunlight. Other bacteria, the ones at the bottom of the oceans, they use chemical reactions instead of sunlight to power their metabolism. An example is the anaerobic conversion of sulfur compounds into hydrogen sulfide. In addition to producing glucose, cyanobacteria were also producing oxygen. Around 2.4 billion years ago, oxidized iron began to appear in ancient soils. Bands of iron were deposited on the ocean floor, and these were formed by reaction with oxygen in the seawater. After that, the oxygen began to accumulate in the atmosphere that initially consisted of mainly CO2, just like our neighbors Venus and Mars. And scientists, they still don't know what happened, what exactly happened 2.4 billion years ago, or why it took another billion years for the oxygen levels to rise to enable the evolution of animals. all we can say is the oxygen in our atmosphere originates from life. Carbon atoms can form complex organic molecules. Bacteria and plants form glucose, which is the simplest carbohydrate, from carbon dioxide and convert that into more complex carbohydrates such as cellulose, starch and lignin, and also proteins and fats. But the most amazing molecule is DNA, that stands for deoxyribonucleic acid. DNA is a polymer composed of two nucleotide chains that form a double helix. And all living matter, even single cell bacteria, carry DNA, which contains a genetic code that tells the organism how to grow and how to replicate. DNA is present in all life forms, bacteria, viruses, and it's almost identical. So that makes it likely that all life on Earth originated from one single cell. Scientists even found a name for it, LUCA, the last universal cellular ancestor. They can date back the first forms of life to around 3.5 billion years ago. But the spontaneous formation of complex molecules like DNA is something they still don't understand. And it's probably the most important moment in the history of life on Earth. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it and maybe learned something. For any suggestions, questions, or comments, feel free to send me a message. See you next time.